Вариант 30. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to share my point of view on computing. I think that computers are doing a lot of harm. We begin to forget how to occupy our free time. For instance, we used to have hobbies or to go outside for our amusement. Now all our free time is given to computers. And I am under the impression that little by little computers cut us from the real world. We choose to spend a fine day glued to our seats rather than go out into the world itself.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you some facts about British television. You know, TV has become a part of our everyday life. If asked about TV as an information source, people in Britain single out news and current affairs programmes. TV is used regularly to give information about everything. The strength of British television lies in its quality. Television viewing in recent years has been influenced by the rapid growth of video, cable television, and computers.
Text C.
We should hurry up.
Why? We've got plenty of time, and tiresome waiting is ahead of us.
No, this time our flight is not delayed.
How lucky we are. Last time we had to wait for 12 hours.
Forget your bad memories and take out your passport. We're going through the passport control.
Sorry, but I can't find my passport. I must have put it in my luggage.
Text D.
You look so fit.
It's because I practice a lot. I go jogging here 5 times a week.
Are there any special tracks for running?
Yes, there are. They are winding among the trees.
I think it is fine to train in the open air when everything is green.
I come here in any weather, in any season.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to share my point of view on computing. I think that computers are doing a lot of harm. We begin to forget how to occupy our free time. For instance, we used to have hobbies or to go outside for our amusement. Now all our free time is given to computers. And I am under the impression that little by little computers cut us from the real world. We choose to spend a fine day glued to our seats rather than go out into the world itself.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you some facts about British television. You know, TV has become a part of our everyday life. If asked about TV as an information source, people in Britain single out news and current affairs programmes. TV is used regularly to give information about everything. The strength of British television lies in its quality. Television viewing in recent years has been influenced by the rapid growth of video, cable television, and computers.
Text C.
We should hurry up.
Why? We've got plenty of time, and tiresome waiting is ahead of us.
No, this time our flight is not delayed.
How lucky we are. Last time we had to wait for 12 hours.
Forget your bad memories and take out your passport. We're going through the passport control.
Sorry, but I can't find my passport. I must have put it in my luggage.
Text D.
You look so fit.
It's because I practice a lot. I go jogging here 5 times a week.
Are there any special tracks for running?
Yes, there are. They are winding among the trees.
I think it is fine to train in the open air when everything is green.
I come here in any weather, in any season.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their sport activities. Now we would like to present their stories to you.
Speaker A.
My friend is fond of swimming, while I prefer running. We keep arguing which is more exciting. To my mind, it's rather boring to swim from one wall to the other. While you are running at the stadium, you feel the spirit of competition. It seems to me that the pool doesn't have the opportunities that a running track has. If the pool was circular, it would be more like a running race. Then everybody could see swimmers competing against each other.
Speaker B. Last week, our football team lost, but I doubt that it was fair. Of course, football is a very fast game, even if just the local teams are playing. The referee cannot be expected to see what is happening all the time, and sometimes they make mistakes. I suppose he made such a mistake when he sent our forward off the field. If only he could look at a video recording before he decided to do that. It's very hard to make up your mind if you haven't seen exactly what is happening. But they say that inter-school games can't be recorded. Speaker C.
I play basketball for our school team, and I'm very proud of scoring pretty often. You could say that basketball is such a game when someone can score every 2 or 3 minutes. Of course I agree with that, but don't forget that I'm not too tall. It's easy for people under 2 meters to play basketball, and I am not even the tallest in my class. My friends say that I'm very fast while playing, and that helps me, and as they say, makes the game very exciting to watch.
Speaker D. I go boxing and always have arguments with my mother, who thinks that boxing is very dangerous. Nevertheless, she goes to all my matches and is nervous every time I get trapped in the corner. To say nothing about the situations when a serious opponent hits too hard, as she thinks. But I can't imagine my life without boxing. By the way, boxing skills helped me a couple of times in everyday life.
Speaker E. I used to love skiing races, but once I've tried mountain skiing, they seem to have become rather boring to me now. Of course, I don't mind skiing for pleasure in the forest on a sunny winter day. especially if my dog is running at my side. But to get some adrenaline, I prefer to go down the slope at a high speed. You could say that for this, you needn't go to the mountains, and you can easily find a hill not far from your house. That's quite different.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their sport activities. Now we would like to present their stories to you.
Speaker A.
My friend is fond of swimming, while I prefer running. We keep arguing which is more exciting. To my mind, it's rather boring to swim from one wall to the other. While you are running at the stadium, you feel the spirit of competition. It seems to me that the pool doesn't have the opportunities that a running track has. If the pool was circular, it would be more like a running race. Then everybody could see swimmers competing against each other.
Speaker B. Last week, our football team lost, but I doubt that it was fair. Of course, football is a very fast game. Even if just the local teams are playing, the referee cannot be expected to see what is happening all the time, and sometimes they make mistakes. I suppose he made such a mistake when he sent our forward off the field. If only he could look at a video recording before he decided to do that. It's very hard to make up your mind if you haven't seen exactly what is happening, but they say that inter-school games can't be recorded. Speaker C.
I play basketball for our school team, and I'm very proud of scoring pretty often. You could say that basketball is such a game when someone can score every 2 or 3 minutes. Of course I agree with that, but don't forget that I'm not too tall. It's easy for people under 2 meters to play basketball, and I'm not even the tallest in my class. My friends say that I'm very fast while playing, and that helps me, and as they say, makes the game very exciting to watch.
Speaker D. I go boxing and always have arguments with my mother, who thinks that boxing is very dangerous. Nevertheless, she goes to all my matches and is nervous every time I get trapped in the corner, to say nothing about the situations when a serious opponent hits too hard, as she thinks. But I can't imagine my life without boxing. By the way, boxing skills helped me a couple of times in everyday life. Speaker E.
I used to love skiing races, but once I've tried mountain skiing, they seem to have become rather boring to me now. Of course, I don't mind skiing for pleasure in the forest on a sunny winter day, especially if my dog is running at my side. But to get some adrenaline, I prefer to go down the slope at a high speed. You could say that for this, you needn't go to the mountains, and you can easily find a hill not far from your house. That's quite different.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Today we are talking to Paul Parker about common sportsman life. Paul, Are you looking forward to the swimming competition on the 20th of June?
Actually, it'll be tomorrow on the 19th of June. Of course I am, but to tell the truth, I'm a bit nervous. I haven't been in the team for ages because I hurt my leg playing football.
Aren't you a professional swimmer?
Oh, yes I am, but athletics and football are part of my daily training besides swimming.
How many kilometers do you usually swim while practicing?
No, less than 20 kilometers. But I've been swimming much more recently, as everyone seems to be faster than me.
How do you manage to train and to study at the university?
My day starts at 4:30 a.m. with jogging and swimming. Then I attend lectures and seminars at the university. And then after a short break, I go to the stadium to play football. And after that, I train with my team in the swimming pool.
Oh, and you have never unsettled, have you?
Never, because self-discipline is the most important thing for any sportsman.
Yes, that's right. Now to your competition. Aren't your parents coming to watch?
Not tomorrow. I'm not sorry, actually, because father always shouts and cheers too loudly. It's really embarrassing. My mum can never come and watch because she works in the evenings. What's more, our preferences are quite different. Now she spends all her time on gardening and takes it with pleasure.
It's really nice when people do what they like.
Well, of course.
Thank you for the interview.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. Today we are talking to Paul Parker about common sportsman life. Paul, are you looking forward to the swimming competition on the 20th of June?
Actually, it'll be tomorrow on the 19th of June. Of course I am, but to tell the truth, I'm a bit nervous. I haven't been in the team for ages because I hurt my leg playing football.
Aren't you a professional swimmer?
Oh, yes, I am. But athletics and football are part of my daily training besides swimming.
How many kilometers do you usually swim while practicing?
No, less than 20 kilometers. But I've been swimming much more recently, as everyone seems to be faster than me.
How do you manage to train and to study at the university?
My day starts at 4:30 a.m. with jogging and swimming. Then I attend lectures and seminars at the university. And then after a short break, I go to the stadium to play football. And after that, I train with my team in the swimming pool.
Oh, and you have never unsettled, have you?
Never, because self-discipline is the most important thing for any sportsman.
Yes, that's right. Now to your competition. Aren't your parents coming to watch?
Not tomorrow. I'm not sorry, actually, because father always shouts and cheers too loudly. It's really embarrassing. My mum can never come and watch because she works in the evenings. What's more, our preferences are quite different. Now she spends all her time on gardening and takes it with pleasure.
It's really nice when people do what they like.
Well, of course.
Thank you for the interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the New Technology Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about modern inventions. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. Do you consider your school technically modern? Why? How often do you use smart boards at your lessons? Which devices do you use at home? What for? What invention do you think is the most important in people's lives? What facts about any world famous inventor do you remember? Explain why. Why is it difficult for people to do without computers and mobile phones? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.